This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Your Q, where, as you always know, we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating about all the things wonderful happening in and around Douglas County. And this week, I have Alan Painter again with me.
I'm back, which is like 3-4 weeks in a row.
I know. I think we just need to change the opening and have us both on here all the time because I like this.
Oh, what am I, comic relief?
Yeah, it's the Shannon and Alan show. It's definitely not a singing show.
Well, it's the greatest, one of the greatest weeks of the year.
Shark Week.
Shark Week.
That's true. We love it.
We love us some fish attacks.
Good go, Discovery Channel, for creating that. Way to be. Alan's all happy about it. I had a migraine yesterday, and due to the sometimes graphic content of the shows, I couldn't watch it because I was nauseous.
She's our one with the feelers, you know. Yeah. We all know that.
I had to let it go, so I'll catch up. I'll catch up this weekend.
Oh, Shannon. The answer to your earlier question?
Yes.
Who was the Dallas Cowboys running back under Troy Aikman?
Yes.
Emmitt Smith.
We got it. Dancing with the Stars champion. We get on all these tangents and conversations in here before the show, during the show, during the commercials. Anyway.
Don't say you haven't been educated today now.
I'm educated now. Thank you for that. Yeah. I can sleep soundly now. Well, today I'm excited because I have a wonderful young woman in the studio who I actually met many years ago. And so we have Taylor Bennett here, who is the Youth Education Coordinator at the Umpqua Valley Arts Association. So, Taylor, welcome. Yep.
Thank you so much.
No pressure, but Shannon's been talking you up all day long.
Uh-oh.
How much she likes you, what a good girl you were.
See? Oh, boy, now I have to live up to all this?
Yeah. That's what I said. I said, you are just such a wonderful young woman. And I do have to brag a little bit because, I have been talking about it for a little bit, that this young lady is so incredibly talented. She is an author.
Yes.
Violinist.
Yep.
I don't even know all the instruments you play, but you're a fabulous musician.
Why, thank you.
She's very talented. And the amazing food and dinners and all the goodness that I see her and her mother make are crazy.
Oh, I can't take credit for that. That's my mom.
Amazing.
She is fabulous. She is a Michelin star chef in hiding that never got the stars, but well deserves them. My fiance and I have made up little fake stars and given them to her. Like, you deserve these. The Michelin restaurants. Yeah.
She does.
That's about as much culture as I have. Food. Artistry and food.
Food.
Know. Yeah. Alan's idea of culture is the food court at the fair, which is coming up. Yep. So he's ready for it.
You know, you can get some good stuff there. Food is where it's at, man.
He's a foodie. But anyway, back to you, because you are so talented, gifted. It was a no-brainer when I saw that they had hired you. Like, so smart, the board and the staff over there for snagging you up. Great job. Kudos to them at the Umpqua Valley Arts Association.
For sure.
On Harvard. Smart group of people over there. Okay, so Taylor, tell us what you do as the Youth Education Coordinator.
So as the Youth Education Coordinator, I am responsible for basically working with the team to brainstorm and implement new programming, new opportunities for kids of all ages, of all interests, to visit us at the Umpqua Valley Arts Association and receive quality instruction in a variety of artistic mediums. That can range from anything from literary arts to culinary arts, obviously visual arts. This summer we've been able to incorporate dance, music composition, vocal performance, theater. Right now we have a cinematography camp running, so We have about half a dozen teenagers running throughout the building with all of their cameras and their boom mics and everything, making a movie. We do a little bit of everything throughout the school year. We have after school programming. We have our Arts Express program, which will be going into the schools. We have weekend classes.
A lot.
Oh, we have a lot, Shannon.
You're a busy lady.
I am very busy. We took our summer camps when I joined in January. They said, okay, normally we have about, 15 to 20 summer camps each year. Things had gotten a little weird during COVID, and
right.
We said, hey, let's revitalize the program. So we ended up with 48 camps that we offered
Holy
this year.
Holy smokes.
We're running up to six a week, and it is crazy, but it is so much fun. We have had musical theater performances out on our stage, dance performances in our galleries.
Oh, that is
all kinds of great stuff.
Fabulous. I love hearing that things are kicking back into gear or bigger than better post-COVID.
Absolutely. You know, that's what's really neat. It's like it's a lot of things that we've highlighted on the show are back bigger and better than they mm-hmm. were. It's like all this energy is like bottled up in a like cork of a champagne. It's popped loose and it's just exploding. And thank you for people like you who work so hard. I mean, six camps a week.
It's a lot. We have some crazy stories that we could tell about our kiddos and the things that they create and come up with. Like, they might be taking one camp and they get passionate about that, and then they involve their own interests. And we see our musical theater students who are also interested in visual art making posters for their performances and hanging them up all around the gallery. Come see us perform. And
it's
really fun. I grew up through their camps, taking one or two every summer and getting to bring back some of my own favorite instructors from years past and talk with them and see them in their element again it really warms my heart. And of course, I wrote my mom into teaching a cooking class, which is going on right now.
Well, it sounds like she's highly qualified. And
very much so.
I think you, as an author, should write a little coffee table book about all the little stories and things there. Because I'll tell you, with pageant, that's been brought up many, many times through the years about there should be a book. And
there should be a book.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So I know you said all these classes. I'm not going to expect 48 classes to be named off here, but just give us a sampling of some of the sorts of the camps.
We started out with one of our most popular camps. Our very first week of camp, we offered a camp called Beauty All Around, and it encouraged kiddos to find the beauty in life both through physical movement and expression and also through art. In the mornings, they worked with a dance coach and choreographed their own dances, learned how to dance with ribbons, incorporating some ballet, some modern dance moves. Oh. And then in the afternoon, one of our highly qualified visual arts instructors took them away for the rest of the day, and they made capes that they could put on to dance with and masks, and they made their own ribbons to dance with. They created decorations for the stage, and by the end of the week, they had a whole little space decorated with all of the props that they've made. They put on their self-made attire, and they gave a dance performance for all of their parents and really reminded all of them how to find beauty in the ordinary, the everyday, how a simple leap can express great joy. And there was not a dry eye in the room between myself and the rest of the staff, at least. We all got together afterwards. We were talking. Like, it was so precious. It was really incredible. So that kind of set the bar for the camps. And I remember all of us talking, oh, that was the best camp of the summer. Nothing's going to top that. Well, 2 weeks ago, our musical theater kiddos did their performance. And they had a two-week intensive camp. Most of them were staying all day, learning how to sing and dance and perform monologues. And I'll tell you, I talked to those kids, what kind of experience do you have? And most of them had two lines in a school play 3 years ago. Or, I took a ballet lesson when I was five. All of these preteens and teens got together, put on a show, and it was spectacular just to see them coming out of their shells and engaging and learning these new skills. It was really special. One of the teacher for that camp was one of my teachers that I had when I was their age. Oh. And I got to reconnect with him and just share in the excitement of those kiddos and of the instructor. And some of those kids are still coming for camps. Two of them realized that they were in the culinary arts camp together this week. And oh my goodness, the first day you would have thought it was a long lost reunion. They were running down the hall and screaming and hugging, and I can't believe I get to see you again. And knowing that we are a part of building these friendships, these relationships, there are always kids trading phone numbers and I'll call you, we'll hang out. And seeing that is just really amazing.
So much more than even the class.
So much more than the class, but the classes themselves are fabulous too. Right now we have kids learning how to draw comics. We've had kiddos doing all sorts of art in nature. We have a lot of programming this year, which is new for minis. And at UVA, minis are those kiddos ages 3 to 7 who a lot of times don't get that camp experience because they're too teeny. But we have camps for them with childcare specialists, and they're getting out in nature. They're getting a little grubby. They're exploring. They're finding rocks and leaves and pieces of bark and turning them into works of art. And that is so much fun, just to bring those littles in there to get kids outside and engaged.
Getting all those creative juices going. Yeah,
all awesome. Those creative juices.
That's exciting.
It is.
So you commented on the minis, because one of the questions I was is, what's your age group for most of these kid camps?
We offer camps for kids ages 3 to 18. Each camp has its own age range. The most common age range is kind of that 3 to 7. Then we have that kind of 8 to 12, or really 8 and up. And then we have kind of that 12 plus. These are serious camps for teens who are serious about their craft or about learning a new skill. But one of the best things about our organization is that all of our ages are flexible and all of our teachers are comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. So if we have an intensive class for, say, 12 and up, and we get a really passionate, really mature 10-year-old, they are welcome to come. We encourage that. We want kiddos to be in a camp that reflects where they are in their artistic journey. And if they're mature and they're excited to take that on, then great. If there's a kid that's a couple of years older that thinks that one of the mini camps sounds exciting, by all means, they can sign up. I love seeing different age groups come together, different levels of maturity, helping each other out. The older kids, the more experienced kids, learning how to coach their peers, and those peers benefiting from sort of a peer-to-peer mentoring situation, which is really rewarding.
Well, and I know you guys just had the arts festival.
Yes.
And is this year 50 years? I saw a big 50 out there. What was the big 50 about?
The big 50 was a couple of years ago, and I believe this was our 51st or 52nd.
Got COVID-ed.
Yes, there was the COVID thing, and
I saw the big 50 out there. Yes. So we're in the 50s.
We're in the 50s.
50 range.
The fab 50s. There you go. And we're living it up.
That's funny. Well, I have more questions for you. I can just ask you questions all day long, but I want to learn some more things about this. So we're going to be back in just a moment, and I'm going to get some more information out here. How all these people can sign up for this great stuff. This is fabulous.
Excellent.
All right. So we'll be back with your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. I am Shannon Sebastian here with Alan Painter.
Still here, still sweating.
And we have Taylor Bennett from the Umpqua Valley Arts Association. Is that what you call it?
Umpqua Valley Arts Association, yes. Okay. There was a whole whole thing about that when I first joined the team, because I knew of it as the Arts Center, and it used to be the Arts Center, and now it was this, and I was confused, and I learned. It is the Umpqua Valley Arts Association, or if you want to be cool and know the lingo, it's just UVA.
See, and the UVA does not have double A's on it, so that's why I was asking. We're missing an A on there, y'all.
It's the brick building on Harvard, right?
Yep. Forever in a day. Forever in a day. Okay. You just are a font of information. So while we have you on here, I just want to make sure we get all of this out because it's good stuff here.
It is.
So we're almost in August, so summer's winding down. So for some families, you know, they may be looking for some things still. Does that mean your programming is also winding down, or what you got for the rest of the summer?
Our programming is far from winding down. In fact, we would say it's ramping up. We have some new opportunities that should be hitting our website within the next week or two for kids to engage in some more hardcore, serious artist residency programs through our Clay Place, potentially with a graphic designer. And those are going to be opportunities for kiddos who maybe have a passion, like at our Clay Place. They love ceramics and want to get some more of that professional, almost workplace-like experience, mm-hmm. where they can enjoy open studio hours with some instruction and really almost be artists in residence at UVA through the rest of the summer and into the fall and the evenings, and create pieces that are meaningful to them with a chance to display those pieces during a special showing in our student gallery. We've been brainstorming this. We're about to launch it, so stay tuned. UVArts.com for more information about that. Should be out soon for kiddos ages 13 to 21, really hitting those young adult ceramic artists who might be ready to start taking their hobby or their passion to a more professional level. We still have, I think, 4 more weeks of camps after this week. I'll be teaching one myself. As Shannon mentioned, I am an author. I will be teaching a bookish bonanza camp, as well as running a bunch of other camps there in the background and making sure no one burns down the building.
That's a big job.
That's kind of what our executive director's for, too. But, you know, she can't have eyes everywhere.
Well, so one of the things, well, first of all, your website's very user-friendly, so I would definitely say to check that out. Sometimes I look at websites and I'm like, that's a little hard to navigate, but yours is definitely not, so people should go there and check this out and check it regularly for updates and changes.
Yes, our arts education page is always hopping with new and exciting opportunities for artists to participate in classes, camps, workshops, long-term classes spanning several weeks or more. There are sometimes calls for young artists to participate in that youth gallery, and something on our website due to launch soon that we're really excited about is our Young Artists in Plein Air series. That is going to coincide with our Umpqua Plein Air opportunity, which has been going on for many years now. It gives artists an opportunity to get outside, enjoy the beautiful, great outdoors. Let's just hope and pray that it's not going to be this hot out, as hot as it is right now when Umpqua Plein Air is happening, so that artists can really get out there and enjoy the great outdoors while they're painting and drawing and sketching. But within that Umpqua Plein Air opportunity, we are going to have youth opportunities for our young artists in Plein Air. There are going to be camps associated with this later in August, and it's all going to culminate with a big paint out on August 20th. We'll be managing 3 different spaces, one here locally at our Harvard campus, one in conjunction with the Elkton Community Center, and another one in partnership with the Oregon Coast School of Art at the coast. And this is an opportunity for kids to come, receive some art supplies, and find a location that they love, that's beautiful, that inspires them, and sit right out there in nature and draw, sketch, paint, and express their creativity. There will be an opportunity for kids who participate in this to have their work once again displayed in our student gallery and have a lot of fun getting outside, making art, maybe getting a little messy.
That sounds fun. And Plein Air, en plein air. That's French.
Yes, correct? It is French.
I just was like, that's the French word for open air.
Yes,
that is. I don't know if anybody can hear that, but we got some major bass going on outside.
Yeah, what the world?
It's all about the bass outside. Good. Somebody's got some
serious bass happening outside.
Yeah, it's loud. It's shaking our walls. Okay, so what about after summer ends and fall arrives? What type of year-round activities or after-school activities do you guys have planned for some of our area local artists?
We have a lot planned. We want to make sure that art is accessible for kids while they're in school, when they're out of school, and on the weekends too. We are just about to relaunch our Arts Express program, which brings art into the schools through fun and engaging art lessons and art projects led by an amazing team of volunteers. We also are going to offer after-school opportunities for young artists to take classes in a variety of subjects, a variety of media, again, continuing on in those partnerships and mentorships with some of our longtime arts instructors, and a few new faces too. We're in talks about a lot of things right now, lots of exciting planning meetings where you just leave and think, oh, this is going to be the best fall ever. So that's really fun. During the weekends, we will most likely be continuing to offer our seasonal once-a-month workshops. My mom and I actually teach those, and I will tell you, they are wild and wacky and full of fun. We have made...
I believe it. You two are a dynamic duo.
We are. We are the duo, and we have so much fun planning things. And last time we had one of these weekend workshops, it was May, and we were doing Mother's Day, and kiddos made gift baskets for mom and grandma and aunts and those special ladies in their life, and we taught them how to make bath products and snack packs for mom and sachets to give mom that spa-like experience. We've made real Yule logs with locally collected greenery for Christmas. We've made sock bunnies for Easter and just about everything else in between.
Well, you guys definitely are a dynamic duo. So I'm just curious, I'm sure there's a variety of cost for these, considering some seem more elaborate than others, but what's an average, if we can do that, or a range?
Mm-hmm. There's a range. I mean, it depends. Our one-off workshops on the weekends usually run about $15 to $20. Our summer camps for a week of summer camp is usually somewhere around $150, $125. We do offer membership discounts. Members usually receive 10 to 20% off depending on the experience. And this year, we are so fortunate and so excited to be able to launch our first ever scholarship fund and offer scholarship opportunities for students across the city, across the county, who are really searching for that way to express themselves and may have never been able to do so. We offer need-based scholarships, and the kids we've been able to bring in and really minister to through that scholarship fund is something so exciting, so special to see these kiddos who have not had opportunities like these before really get to get in, get their hands dirty, engage with materials and projects that they've always wanted to try and have never had that chance. And getting to bless those kids in that way is really exciting. We're thrilled to be able to continue our scholarship fund beyond summer camps and into our year-round programming as well.
That is amazing, because honestly, talent, it doesn't live in a tax bracket.
It
and
does
I
not.
Love the fact that you're exposing kids who may be less fortunate or come from a family that's, you know, down on their luck, and are able to experience this and figure out a way to keep fostering that in them. I think that's super beautiful, and you use the word blessed. We use that all the time on here, but I feel like you're doing a little bit of God's work there, and
that's the
beautiful.
Goal.
Yep. That's beautiful.
That's the goal.
You know, especially now, you know, we don't have the relationships among young people that we once had, like when we were growing up, because it's become so electronic.
It has.
And so to giving kids an opportunity to really express themselves in a safe space, you know, how cool is that, you know?
It's amazing.
And then walk around in a venue where you see, okay, I may not be that good today, but look at where I can go to have that mentoring. So that's pretty fantastic, and I'm sure the Lord's hand is all over that.
It is. It is. And it's been really great to bring in these teachers that just have a heart for kids, for ministering to them, and ensuring that they're not only making art, but they're making relationships, they're making connections, they're making memories that are going to touch their hearts, speak to their soul and their spirit, and last a lifetime. Sometimes you'll just walk by and a teacher and a kiddo or two kiddos are just having a heart-to-heart and talking and hugging and, you know, having that experience where these aren't just classes in art. These are camp experiences. These are relationships being built, lifelong connections being made. And I can speak from experience because some of my earliest memories are from our summer arts festivals, our youth camps as a kid going. And as I said, being able to bring back some of the teachers that touched my heart, shaped my life, I have built amazing relationships with now. Now they're calling me boss in the hallway and joking. And I'm like, I was your student. Now I'm your boss. And they're warning all of their students, you know, hey, you pay attention. You do good. You're going to end up like her and you're going to start bossing me around. And I don't think they need any more bosses, but it's great to be able to bring them in that way and work with them and help them use their passion to inspire kids, because that's what we're all about. That's what I've always been about, is find your passion, find your lane, stay in your lane and pedal to the metal, floor it, and let your talent, your passion, your enthusiasm for whatever it is you do, whether that's painting, writing, cooking, sports maybe.
Eating's
a great passion. I love eating. Let that passion shine and find ways that you can not only enjoy it, but help others learn to enjoy it and bless others through it, no matter what it is that you're doing and what they're doing. Yes. You can build connections in a variety of ways.
I agree 100%. And I absolutely love the scholarshiping aspect of that. So if any of our listeners are out there, please reach out to Taylor at the Umpqua Valley Arts Association.
Yes, you got it right.
And give them a call. Go to the website. I believe there's a donate section on there as well.
There is.
You can find out more about all the classes. Keep checking back because, like she said, you're updating. And the website again, if you could give that to us, Taylor, is?
The website that you would want to visit is uvarts.com. If I want to get even more specific, I can tell you to visit /youth education if you want to get all the nitty gritty and the down low on what we're doing for our kiddos ages 3 to 18 and even beyond that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all that you've been up to
and all
that you're planning on doing. So,
thank you, Shannon.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, we're going to be right back with the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, it wouldn't be a show if I didn't come back a little late, but welcome back to your cue here on the radio.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm on the radio. I'm on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, that was good.
That's where I'm at.
You've been practicing.
I just get laughing sometimes. Goodness gracious. Well, now it's time for the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And today we're really happy to have Nicole Dobson from The Body Bar in Myrtle Creek. So welcome, Nicole.
Thank you for having me today.
This is her second time, y'all. She's a pro now. So she was up here this morning. We didn't know this when we scheduled her to come on the show a couple months ago. I think it's been a couple months since we've been planning.
Well, and I missed the first time, so.
I know.
I don't know. Are you?
They did an awesome giveaway today.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering are you trying to give me hints today that I've got no art and now you've got to bring someone to improve my body? What are we doing here?
It's definitely not a pick on Allen Day. I'll choose another one for that. But.
A fish out of water here.
So, Nicole, tell us about The Body Bar. How did you start it, and how did it come to be?
So, I've been an esthetician for about 6 years, And I moved here from California about 2 years ago, and I was a stay-at-home mom for a little bit because of the pandemic, and I was just like, I need to go back to work. So I started working at a salon in Myrtle Creek and outgrew the salon because I was getting amazing clientele, and I was like, I just want to do something bigger than what I'm doing now. So I found a building, and the building was perfect, and just kind of went for it. And I just really wanted to empower women in our community to love their bodies that they're in and provide services that you couldn't get in a small town that you would go to a city for.
Well, I had mentioned to you before we came on the show that your social media game is strong.
Yeah.
You have a really good social media presence. But one of the things that I get out of that is when you look at that, you're kind of trying to say, what's the underlying tone to this or whatever? And body positivity isn't underlying. It's at the forefront of your social media. And I really love that, being involved in directing a local pageant for decades, you know, that body positivity is something so important, you know, especially with Instagram and things like that, where everybody's photoshopped, to just be like, you just be the best you can be, and that's good enough, and that's great.
Yeah, we really thrive off of body positivity, you know. I struggled with self-confidence when I was younger, and I was bullied in high school, and so I kind of took that in, implemented it into my business. So I'm just here to, you know, make everybody feel good, and I love what I do, and I just want to keep growing and keep servicing Myrtle Creek and Douglas County.
Well, a lot of women leave comments on there, or raves or reviews or whatever, and the thread that I see all the time, I know I'm stuttering because I'm trying to get this out, this is so good, is how people feel, how you make them feel while they're there as your client, or that you're doing a service. That's what I see a lot of people commenting on, is that you really try to make everybody feel like a queen when they're there.
Yeah. You know, I deal with a lot of customers and clients, you know, that might not have a good home life, that might not have, you know, people telling them they're beautiful every day. And so I make that a mission that when you walk into our spa, you're like the forefront of our like attention. So when you walk in, we offer you a drink. You know, we have a red carpet. We have like luxurious looking thrones that you can sit on. And
yes,
we just really treat our customers like really good, because I feel like customer service is everything.
I saw those. They're amazing.
Yeah, you shared that with me. It did look pretty cool.
It's awesome. They're like these gorgeous, white, huge thrones. Like, how could you not sit on that and feel like a goddess? So I went to, I know it's the Body Bar. So how did the name come about?
So the name came about because I focus more on like body work. So I was a spray tan artist before I got into like skincare and stuff. I owned a skincare or a spray tan boutique in California previously to this. I really just loved it. Made me fall in love with bodies. And I also am a skincare formulator. So I made body products. And I wanted to implement the Body Bar into my body products, because in the future, we're going to offer a full-blown build-your-own body product Body Bar. So that's kind of how that name came about.
Well, you have a vast, I mean, huge menu of services that you offer. Can you... I mean, it's too many to mention all of them, but can you name some of some of the services that you offer?
Yeah, so we offer body contouring and body detoxing, which is the, you know, get snatched and the hot mom, the mommy makeover, the hot girl summer. We also offer luxurious pedicures that you probably wouldn't get around here, or, you know, things that you would get in the bigger city, like a jelly pedicure, CBD pedicure. We also offer a variety of skincare consultations, so people that suffer, you know, eczema, psoriasis, all that kind of stuff, acne. I love treating skin conditions such as those, spray tanning. We have nano channeling, lip treatments. We have manicures.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
You
we have
a
teeth
website.
Whitening. Yeah, we do have a website, and we're okay. building a bigger one currently. So.
So what's the name of your website? Because I want to make sure people go check this. So much stuff.
It is vagaro.com/thebodybaraesthetics.
And I'm going to get that link from you and put it on our Facebook when we post the link to the show. So we'll have that on our website for the show, too. So, because
cool.
I think that once somebody goes on your website or your social media, like your Facebook page, they can really see that that's you're giving. Try to give it the goddess experience almost in a way.
Yeah.
It's like, whose wife couldn't use Pampered?
Right.
Or,
yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
It's I'm like
this... Do you guys do certificates?
Yeah, we do. We do give certificates.
You know,
yeah.
So you guys don't be intimidated as, like I'm intimidated because it's, all the stuff they're saying sounds like Chinese to me. But we get
this
a gift
a
certificate,
a
make
trouble.
Mama happy, mm-hmm. life is good.
Yeah, and we also have husbands that come in and... You know, they're like, I don't even know where to start. So we'll make custom packages and recommend, you know, we're mm-hmm. here to help you. So husbands,
good.
Come on in.
Yeah, because you don't want me guessing what nano channeling is. I don't
know.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of good, crazy stuff they do down there. Lashes.
Yeah.
Everybody's
lashes
got
are our
lashes
like,
on their
specialty.
Website. Yeah. They're pretty amazing. So one of the other things I wanted to talk about is. Okay, when you see the thrones, there's this little itty-bitty one in the middle. So you can do your mommy and me pedicures. I have all boys, but I got super jelly when I saw that because I was like, okay, if I had a granddaughter, I would be in your business tomorrow with her and doing that. So, oh gosh, you guys got to check this website out. These thrones are amazing. So I can only imagine what the chairs look like that, what the pedicure is going to feel like. Crazy. So... So we'll be doing that sometime soon.
Yeah.
I'll take Angie. And we'll go, Alan. It'll be great.
I won't get super jelly, whatever that is.
Jelly. Jealous. I'm jealous. I don't have any granddaughters.
You're making up words now.
I don't have any. No. It's not. But maybe.
But, you know, what a great way, I mean, to get introduce our local community, the things that, you know, typically we don't see unless you're on a high, you know, vacation somewhere and... You know, be able to get the heck out of Douglas County for a day and treat yourself.
Yeah, now you can do it in Myrtle Creek.
Yeah, so where is it?
It is located in the Valley View Plaza next to Ray's. You'll see we just got our sign. So you'll see a big pink sign that says the Body Bar, and it has like a woman's body on it as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a phone number that goes to... For bookings or appointments?
Yeah, you can call 541-860-7235 for any appointments. And we're pretty good about answering our phones. So,
but you guys are busy taking care of all the goddesses coming in. So
yes.
If they will call you back. So.
Yes, if we miss your call, we will call you back. But I'm a pretty good multitasker. I work all the time, so we... We
I
even take evening appointments, too, sometimes. So
I think that's a salon owner trait.
Yeah.
To be a multitasker. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
So I know one of the things is you have some job opportunities and some modeling opportunities. I want you to touch on those.
Yeah. So we are currently hiring for a part-time esthetician and a full-time massage therapist. To add to our team, we have tons of clientele to keep you busy. And then we also, on August 7th, are hosting a spray tan party. We're looking for models. I need about 5 more models who are willing to let us take pictures of you. We'll give you a spray tan. It's only $20. Our spray tans are anywhere between $30 and $60, so it's a good deal. We're going to have champagne, complimentary champagne, and just have a good time.
What do you think, Shannon? Should I sign up?
Yeah.
I'll pay $200 for that, Alex. That would be great. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, check out the Body Bar down in Myrtle Creek on Facebook, on their website. or call the number, and we'll post this on our channel as well. So thank you for coming today.
Yeah, thank you, Shannon, for having me. I appreciate it. You guys have been awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment with more of your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Alan, I should have you do that. You should welcome us back from commercial breaks.
I was napping.
Oh, gravy.
Well, it was kind of outside my comfort zone today. I did learn some stuff, but...
You were quiet.
Well, culture and beauty
body,
stuff.
All kinds of stuff. Nicole has got... I mean, y'all, seriously, we couldn't even say everything on air. This menu is ridiculous, and the names of the stuff she comes up with are pretty entertaining. So check out that website. Or find them on Facebook. It gives you the link to the website, and we'll post it tomorrow. But really, really fun group they have down there. You can tell.
Well, I think it's really cool for guys. I mean, we're kind of running out of gift stores in our area. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. we used to be able to get Hallmark gifts. You know, always my go-to was Harvard Drug for, you know, and we kind of lose those. And I need all the gift places I can get. So,
yeah.
Honey, you didn't hear that, but
get
probably for the
trouble.
Next 5 years, your Christmas presents are covered.
We got you. Well, let's see. We got housekeeping to do.
Yeah, and I want to really mention something because Dale brought up the weather. Would you all do me a favor? I mean, this is like our fourth or fifth hot day in a row. Please reach out to your elderly neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they don't have air conditioning. I mean, take them a Frosty or a Blizzard or just check on them. I mean, this hot weather is just torturous on our seniors, mm-hmm. and so... just check on them, make sure they're okay and drinking plenty of water. You know, I hate for anyone to get physically ill because of this hot weather when they're right there under our noses. So please love on your neighbors.
Yeah, we got the cooling center. The senior center's opened up as a cooling center. And, you know, invite them over if you have, you know, HVAC or whatever and do that. I know it's hot when my father-in-law does not play pinochle.
Yeah.
It's like, he's like, no, it's too hot. I'm not going out. I'm like, woo. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so,
and
that's what happens a lot. You know, they're staying at homes, and maybe they don't have air, or it's not working properly. So check on them, please.
That's a good public service message.
Well, brought to you by Premier
Insurance. We hit that right on the button there. Okay. So next week we have Jess Hand and Aaron Maidlow talking about Umpqua Grown, which is this new cool thing happening where. Well, I don't want to spill all the beans, but anyway, people use locally local produce, local food in their restaurants locally. So it's like the triple effect.
Yeah,
it's
for
so
all
cool.
you that complain about not getting good tomatoes on your sandwiches in the summer, this show's for you.
This is. You're going to find out all those restaurants that are using locally owned,
grown
small business produce and beef and all of that.
Cool stuff.
Anyway, so that's next week. And also, the big guy's back because it's the first Thursday of the month. So we have Carlos back from
the Big
Dog Survival. Big guy's back. So he'll be telling us about all the awesome things happening out at Umpqua Survival. And holy moly, they do have a lot of guns out there. I was out there and wowzers.
I was out there yesterday. Ooh. Oh, no, I mean, I was out on an appointment.
Yeah. Oh, you crack me up. But we called out there today, and so the weekly winner this week for a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival is Athena Stevens. So we'll call you after the show and let you know about that, and you can come here to the news review and pick it up.
Congrats, Athena. I keep hoping I win, but it's never me.
Yeah, well, our name's not in the bucket. Because we're that's a penance we pay for. Being on the show.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well. Everybody, stay cool. I loved that public service announcement, and stay tuned for next week. What a great show. Taylor has so much planned. I mean, the Umpqua Valley Arts is just wow, flourishing.
And she That's is fabulous. A barrel of energy.
She's adorable.
She is special.
And then Nicole, well, I mean, she's just bringing big city services to Douglas County. So I'm excited. I love learning about these new businesses. It's super exciting.
Oh, absolutely. You know, for those to say, hey, it's same old, same old. Here's new, you know, so go experience something new. Get out of your comfort circle and try something new. Not sure you'll see me there, but I encourage everyone else to.
Well, she should put something at the golf course down there. The guys can golf and the girls can get glammed up.
There you go.
Oh, we got a partnership in action.
Absolutely.
Golf and glam. We're marketing geniuses right here in the own studio. Just ask us. We'll tell you.
Well, we're something.
We are something. I don't know what sometimes. But anyway, so what a good show. Happy about that. People, give us a call at Premier Insurance. We got Logan there. We need to keep him busy. He's got to earn his keep.
Yep.
So if anybody wants to just give him something to do, why not call him, give him your information, and see if he can beat your current rates with the same, if not better, coverage, and then we keep the kid busy.
Well, yeah, and it's been really cool to see how many people, you know, we've been able to help lately. It seems like it's been a steady stream of people coming in every day.
Because, yeah.
You know, I mean, with inflation and everything, the money's getting tight. We start to watch it. So it's really a blessing for us to be able to help people and save people money and make sure that they have good protection to take care of their family.
Yes. So Logan didn't know we were doing that, but we did. Yep. So, well, thank you, everybody, for listening to today's episode of Your Cue. Try to stay cool. And as always, we want you to be kind.
Yep. Thank you all. God bless.
Yes. And we will be back next week with some more of Your Cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. And now stay tuned for the news coming up.